Shabbat Shalom again.
Shabbat Shalom.
Purim is one of these opportunities you get to invite your friends, your neighbors, to see. There's a potluck afterwards next week. Kosher potluck, please. Thank you. But it's an opportunity to invite folks. They don't need to be, bring anything from a potluck or anything like that. But just invite them. The Seder is another one of our outreaches. There's only a few that we do in every year. Those are the two, and then Hanukkah, we do that too. So if you know somebody that would like to learn about Esther and Purim, invite them to come next week. They don't need to bring anything to the potluck. We always have more than enough. Kezi told me that she's going to be here. They changed her work schedule, and I said, great. It just wouldn't be the same without you. And she says, yes, it's the only time I get to yell and scream at the people on the stage and not feel like I'm being rude. So, if you're worshiping with us this morning, you're visiting for the first time, welcome. Thank you for coming and worshiping with us. On the back table, there's some information from the newcomer and the visitors to tell you all about our Yeshua. Jim did a great job this morning on Parsha, the Holy of Holies, the Tabernacle. My brother and sister-in-law actually worked at that tabernacle in Southern Israel. And we can enter into the Holy of Holies because of what Yeshua has done for us.
Thank you.
11 tells us, you will show me the path of life, and in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Thank you. continue
in an attitude of prayer. If you have a prayer request or prayer need this morning, please let us know. Raise your hand. We'd love to pray with you. Keep Del and Sam in your prayers. I'll be selfish and ask you to pray for my family. Malachi, tears, kiss, my daughter Heather. Just keep us in your prayers as well. Thank you. us to truly rest in your Shabbat today. We thank you for your provision and all that you've done for us. In Yeshua's name.